Chapter 11. Tenth Plague, the Death of the Firstborn. Then the Lord told Moses, "One more plague will I bring upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. After that, he will let you depart. In fact, he will not merely let you go, he will drive you away. Instruct your people that every man is to ask his neighbor and every woman her neighbor for silver and gold articles and for clothing." The Lord indeed made the Egyptians well disposed toward the people. Moses himself was very highly regarded by Pharaoh's servants and the people in the land of Egypt. Moses then said, "Thus says the Lord, at midnight I will go forth through Egypt. Every firstborn in this land shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh on the throne to the firstborn of the slave girl at the handmill, as well as all the firstborn of the animals. Then there shall be loud wailing throughout the land of Egypt, such as has never been, nor will ever be again. But among the Israelites and their animals, not even a dog shall growl, so that you may know how the Lord distinguishes between the Egyptians and the Israelites. All these servants of yours shall then come down to me, and prostrate before me. They shall beg me, 'Leave us, you and all your followers.' Only then will I depart." With that he left Pharaoh's presence in hot anger. The Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh refuses to listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt." Thus, although Moses and Aaron performed these various wonders in Pharaoh's presence, the Lord made Pharaoh obstinate, and he would not let the Israelites leave his land.